Dear listeners, you are most welcome to the Kids Express Show. My name is Ogen Roth Danish, or just call me Uncle Deno, your host for today. Kids Express is an opportunity for our children to be heard. The laughter of our children, the cry of our children, the tender loving voices, their fears, their happiness, all in whole, the heart of the children. This and so much more on Kids Express Show. Last week and this month of May, we introduced a series, the Family Talk. And last week, we had a serious discussion with our children all the way from Menta. And we talked about family. We saw what is a family. And we also discussed different types of families. And the kids also expressed and showed us their different experiences about family, their likes and dislikes. And this week, we are still continuing with the series, The Family Talk. And we are once again joined by our pupils all the way from Menta Primary School. And we are joined, yes, accompanied by their teacher, Mr. Sanya. Yes, sir, tell us something about yourself and Menta Primary School.
Yeah, thank you very much. I want to first say I am very grateful for this time to be in the studios of Miraya FM. I give them credit and many thanks indeed for hosting us. As people have heard, I am one of the teachers who has brought these pupils in the studios of Miraya. I am one of the teachers in Menta Primary and Nursery School, located in Haijebel in Munuki Payam. I'm very grateful for this opportunity. If you want to get good quality education, Menta is one of the best points to reach. Yeah, thank you very much.
Advertising there, right? Yes, you're welcome to the studio, Mr. Sanya. They have also been accompanied by, wow, the Miss Lady, the Edgar, Madam Wider. Please tell us something. You're welcome to the studio.
Okay, thank you for this opportunity you have given to me. I thank you very much. We are very glad to be with you today in this studio. I don't have much to say, but I really am really happy to be with you.
Wow, Thank you. That is their leader there, eh? Woman leader, very serious. Yes, in the studio, we're also joined by Gabriel. Gabriel, how are you?
Okay, I'm so fine. I'm having this pressure to be with you today in the studio. And by the name have you have heard from Uncle Deno, and by the name Mathieu Gabriel from Menta Nazarene Primary School. I am in primary 8 class. I'm a candidate in Menta Nazarene Primary School.
Wow. Candidate there, yo. Ha, that is nice. We are also having Josephine in the studio. How are you doing, Josephine?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Uncle Deno, for giving me this opportunity to introduce myself. I'm by the name Josephine Dawa Steven, a pupil from primary 8 class from Menta Nursery and Primary School.
You are much welcome to the studio, Josephine. We also have Emmanuel in the studio. How are you doing, Emmanuel?
I'm doing well. My name is Emmanuel Robert. I'm so glad to be here with you. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Yes, last but not least, we also have a man in the studio. How are you doing, a man?
I'm doing nice, but not bad.
Wow, I love that.
I am in primary 8 class, a pupil in Menta Nazarene Primary School. And I'm so happy to be in this place because it is an exciting place to be.
Wow. Dear listeners, if you've just tuned in, you are just listening to the Kids Express Show. And I'm Uncle Deno, and we are joined by kids all the way from Menta Primary School. And today we have a lot in store for you. Please keep it locked. We've just started. Don't go away.
Show us how friendly friends can be. They share everything.
Welcome back from that break. If you've just tuned in, this is the Kids Express. It's always easy to disregard voices of the children, especially if it comes to serious issues, as adults tend to assume what is good for the children and their future. Children's views, do they even really matter? Oh yes, they really matter. And Kids Express brings you the hearts of the children expressed verbally, an opportunity to speak out and for the stakeholders there to take their views very, very, very serious. Yes, today I'm joined by pupils from Mentor once again. They've also already introduced themselves, and we are going straight to our discussion points for today. And today we are going to do a very interesting topic, respect in family. Are we excited?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm very excited. Yeah. Yes, I'm going to start by our first question for today. What comes into your mind when you hear about respect? Yes, Gabriel.
Okay, thank you for your question. First of all, I would like to define what is respect, because you cannot just ask a question when you don't know the meaning, what the words inside it. Mm-hmm. So respect is the way of showing a good behavior, either to your elder or to your younger ones, so anybody in the community or in the country.
Wow, so that is very important. Please continue.
So my image towards respect in the family, I feel very, very glad to hear about respect, because if respect is not there in the family, people will not be obeying the rules in the family, or people will not be obeying one another. They will not be loving. So my image towards respect, I feel that joy inside my heart to hear about respect. Oh, my image towards respect is very good, and I want to respect to be still in people's families so that they can move together and in a good teamwork.
Wow, that is so deep from Gabriel. So when they say respect, you feel sweet, you feel good, you feel nice.
I feel so glad.
Nice. Yes, who else wants to add us about respect? Yes, Edgar, tell us.
Okay, my image towards respect, when I hear that there is a family which is respected, I feel so glad, so nice. You know, that feeling of happiness. You know, when there is respect in family, there is understanding, there is love, and people will work together because they are respecting family. That's what.
Wow, that is very nice. Yes, Iman.
For me, if I heard that there is a respect in a family, I feel like caring everyone. Though I don't have power, but I feel like caring everyone and to buy for them sweets.
Hey, now you buy for me, Alawa. I really need that sweet. Emmanuel, sorry.
First of all, I would like to define respect. Respect is the quality of being politic. And politic means showing or having good manners to someone.
Wow. You mean polite?
Yes.
Ah, politic. Showing good manners.
Yes.
Cool. Yes, Josephine.
Also, I would like to define respect. Respect is the way of being obedient, disciplined, and good mannered to everybody in the society. And my image is when I hear respect in a family, I feel pleasant. And pleasant means something enjoyable or likable. That's my image when I feel respect in a family. And when there is respect in a family, you feel very high when they say this girl is a respected girl and this girl is respecting anybody. You feel very high, and everybody in the society will know you wherever you are going. They will know you. And even though when there is an opportunity, when you are behind, as if when you have gone to the place of birth certificate to go and print your birth certificate, even though you are behind the line, they will see this girl is a respected girl and this girl is respecting everybody. They will bring you in front and you will get the opportunity faster than the other people.
Hey. Well, that is very serious. So respect can make you stand out, get good opportunities. Well, I think your school is very respectful, eh?
Yes.
I think even the head girl is here, even the teacher is here, they teach respect. Yes, sir, you want to tell us something?
Yeah, it is very important. Oh, respect is very paramount. That's why we always emphasize it as teachers. It is the core of the society. It makes everybody to live a happier life once it is there. But where it is not there, everybody will go his own direction and there will be no peace at all. Yeah. So it is a very important part of behavioral code that must be instilled in every person in the society.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, Edgar, you want to add something about respect? I think they respect you very serious in school, not so?
Yeah.
When you say something, one line, everyone is one line.
Yeah.
If it is time for breakfast, it's time for breakfast.
Yeah.
Eh? Yes, you explain.
Okay, when you are respected, you know, when you have respect, you know, the elders or the younger ones also, they will respect you. But if you don't respect the younger ones, okay, they will not respect you. But respect will start from anyone, the bigger one or the elders, even the young person also will respect you. But if you don't have respect, no one will respect you, and you will feel you will not be important. Even if something happens to you, no one will think about you.
Hey. Now the Edgar herself has spoken that respect is for both small and big. If you don't respect people, you also don't get get the respect.
Yeah.
What? No wonder you're a leader. Eh? That is very serious. Yes, Eman, you want to... Yes, we're going straight to our second question. How is respect important in families or in schools? How is it important? Is it really important?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, who wants to go first?
Yes, respect is very important in the family.
Yes, Gabriel.
Okay, as I have said, respect is so important because in any place or anywhere you go, if you don't have respect, you are not respected, you feel that as if I am very, very, very less important in the society. I want to give one example, like for the people who are drunk at, you cannot show respect to someone who is drunk because this person will think that, what's wrong with this one? I am so high, I have money to drink, and what about this young child? He's coming to do what for me? Let me just slap him or her. So then another time when you find a child, even if you are not drunk, the child will just say that this man is not good. Although he's doing what on the way, I will never respect him because he's not respecting other people, or he's not self-reliant, or he's not doing whatever is needed in the society. So respect is very important, according to me.
Cool. Yes.
Yes, for me, respect also is very important in the family. Because, like, if the father is not having any job, plus the mother, they are not having any job. But if they are well-respected family, even the job can come along, then the people will start employing them.
Wow.
And from there, even their children might even study for free.
Wow.
And that is the goodness of respect.
So respect opens doors, eh?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Josephine.
Yes, for me, respect is important in the family because when there is respect in the family, people stay happily and people have peaceful. When there is a conflict, people have peaceful resolutions of conflicts. When there is a problem, they call the family members all together they make a meeting and solve that problem peacefully, and it goes smoothly on. Life goes on smooth. Without any other misunderstandings.
Which means respect can bring peace, eh?
Yes.
Nice. Yes, Emmanuel.
Respect is very important because if you respect people in the society, people will see that, this one is respecting me, and why am I not respecting him or her?
Wow. So respect is contagious, eh?
Yes.
When you respect someone, automatically they will feel like they want to respect you.
Yes.
Nice. Yes, Edgar, you want to say something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Respect is very important in the community and even in the school. When you are respected or when you have respect for someone, even if that person is always abusing, but when you show respect to him or her, now the person will, maybe he or she wanted maybe to abuse you or what, but you will see like, this person is respecting me. I will do this. I will respect him also because of this respect he has shown me. So you'll be respected. When you are in problem also because of your respect, you know, if you are not respected, even if you fall into sort of a trouble, no one will help you because they know how you are and you disrespected people, many people, so they will not help you. But when you are respected, even if you don't have anything but people who know you that better, they will help you.
Yeah. So, which means respect can change people.
Yeah, can change people.
I think we would like to hear from the teacher, because they teach about respect all the time. Yes, sir, tell us about respect.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, much as we communicate to the children, our core thing in the school is respect. Respect eases communication and makes things run very smoothly. But where people do not have respect, for example, in a school situation, even you as the teacher finds it very hard to instruct them, and it will also be very hard for them to understand what you are passing. Like, for example, when you say, class, keep quiet, if they can keep quiet, it means it eases your way of doing things in the class. So it is very important in a setting like of a school to have respect. It helps communication to be very simple and in the end brings absolute peace. And you can sort out things which are not right quickly if there is respect. But once it is not there, things turn very hard to work out. Thank you.
Wow. That is very serious. I was passing some school and everybody was very high on the noise, was very much. And the teacher was also shouting, keep quiet, keep quiet. And the kids were like, wow, wow,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it becomes very tricky there, you know.
Yeah, and everybody is shouting.
Yeah. So it means there is no respect.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. If you've just tuned in, this is the Kids Express Show brought to you by Hold the Child in partnership with Mariah Radio 101 FM. Please stay tuned after the break. We will be back with so much more.
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, that somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast, ever just the same, ever a surprise.
Yes, welcome from that short musical break. If you've just tuned in, this is the Kids Express Show, a show that puts to the light real issues of life from the child perspective, tasking all stakeholders to pay attention to the best interest of the child. Yes, back to our guest for today. Our other question for today. Who do you think, according to you, should be given respect and who should give respect? Yes, madam.
According to me, as a child, everyone should be given a respect. And the people who are supposed to be given respect are especially the elders. And the elders also should respect the younger one, because if they don't respect the younger one, even the younger one will say that this mom did not respect the father, even doesn't do anything. Whom am I to respect her? Am I stupid? You will ask yourself like this. So everyone must be respected. For example, my mom and my dad, they respect themselves. Then the children, slowly by slowly, even they will come like their parent. And the other children who their parents are not respectable, even they will say that they will come to know even their, like their parent, they will think that they are useless or what, even I don't know. They will say that, whom am I to respect such a parent? Better for me to go and I look for someone else to respect.
Wow. Yes, who else has another view? Yes, Gabriel, who do you think should be respected in a family?
Yes, according to me, as he has said, children should give respect. I, for myself, I should give respect. And anybody should give back respect, or especially, as he said, elders should be given respect. But according to me, elders should be given little respect, or they should be given all high respect. Because if you are having your grandmother who is an elder person and she comes every day while she's high or she's drunk, or she comes to your home at night, she comes just abusing you, she comes just anything in her mind because the drug is disturbing her, and then you put it in your mind, why is this grandmother of mine disturbing me like this every time? What have I done to her? I cannot do every day she comes to me, even without no reason, she's just abusing me that I'm stupid or I'm not doing, even although I have cooked, she's telling me that I have not cooked. So according to me, I myself or any child should give respect. And the person who should be given respect is anybody in the community.
Wow. So you put it clear that it is hard to respect some people who get drunk and they're all over the place and they don't even know what they're doing and saying.
Yes, because even some elders, they don't respect you. According to me, anybody who does not give you respect, in the heart there, even you cannot give back respect to that person because he or she is not showing you respect and you will not feel happy to give respect back.
Yes, you've heard Gabriel saying that one. Yes, Josephine, who do you think should be given respect?
The children must respect the elders and the elders must respect the children. When the children respect the elders, they receive blessings from the elders. For example, the grandmothers, the grandfathers, you will be given blessings from them. In your future, when you grow, also you become like them. Also, you will come and give respect to your you will come and give blessings to your grandsons or daughters. Also, if you respect anybody on your way, or in the society, you receive awards or presents from anybody even you don't know. Also, you will be given a scholarship because of just respect. Something easy, just you will be given a scholarship from in different countries.
Wow. Maybe you respect your teachers, and then when people who give scholarship come to your school, they just say, I want
this
Josephine.
Girl, yes.
Josephine should take this scholarship.
Yes.
Wow, that is very encouraging. Yes, Edgar, you want to tell us something about respect. Who do you think should be given respect? Your pupils are hearing you.
According to me, the elders are supposed to be given respect, and elders are also supposed to give us respect. And I disagree with that point of Gabriel. He said that you should give those people who respect you and you are supposed to respect them. I disagree with it. Now, if someone does not respect you, you are not supposed to do the same as he or she. Okay, when maybe your grandmother is coming drunk, then she can just start abusing you. You just keep quiet. You just listen. If she sees like this that you are respecting her and she's disrespecting you, she will change. But if she disrespects you, also you disrespect her, she will not change. So that's...
Wow. So you're saying sometimes keeping quiet and listening to people disrespect you is also a sign of respect?
Yeah.
Wow. The head girl has spoken. Yes, sir. You want to add us something?
Yeah, small. I can add there. For the children out there, let me just tell them in general that a respectful child has a bright future. And if you have respect in the society, always people will consider you and you will get the blessings. So my message to all the children is let them have respect, and when they have the respect, they will get what is there in this world. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. The teacher has spoken. Yes, in families, there are always misunderstandings. Oh, so-and-so has taken my shoes, or so-and-so has eaten my food, or so-and-so has slapped me and gone away, or so-and-so has torn my clothes, or somebody has... Oh, a lot of problems, eh? Oh, someone is talking about my name badly, eh? All these ones are misunderstandings, right? Yes, today I want us to discuss, how do we solve... Okay, what are some of the misunderstandings in the families that that you know about, that we can talk about?
Okay, for me, I just want to say something small about that misunderstanding and conflicts. Mm. For example...
Okay, just you explain for us what is misunderstanding or conflict or something.
Misunderstanding, this is the just taking of something wrong, something in a different way that you have not understood from the beginning. And conflicts is the beginning of fighting or beginning of misunderstanding.
Wow, that is very nice. Yes, Gabriel has defined as misunderstanding and conflict. Anyone wants to add anything? Okay, let's discuss what are some of the misunderstandings or the conflicts that we know in our families or in school. Examples.
Mine, for me, the one which I know it is theft.
Theft.
Because now theft it is already spread all over the world because of poverty.
Wow. Yes, theft is number one. Who has another one?
Fighting.
Yes, Emmanuel.
Fighting, even if you fight, you'll see, if a husband and a wife fight, you'll see the wife going back to their home.
Wow. Another problem. That is very big. Yes, Josephine.
For me, I don't know.
You don't know any?
Yes.
Okay, that is very serious. Yes, Edgar.
Okay, some of the misunderstanding is just quarreling.
Quarreling?
Yeah.
Neng. Very serious one, eh?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Gabriel, you want to add another misunderstanding that you know?
Okay, one of the misunderstanding, taking something just as if starting from the heart, hurting somebody. You can just take it easy. I know that this person is very clever, is rich. I must go and check for misunderstanding or conflicts with that person.
Yeah.
For any just, you can check for any way to fight with that person. Because that person is having a bright future, or is rich, or is just clever, anything like this.
It's like envy, eh?
Yes,
you
envy.
Start to feel...
jealousy.
Someone is going too much, you need to calm down.
Yes, that one.
Yes. How do we solve some of these misunderstandings? Today you are going to help me with some of the ways how we can solve these misunderstandings. Yes. Josephine, how do we solve some of the misunderstandings?
By having peaceful resolutions of conflicts. When there is a fighting between a wife or a husband, they call the members of the community or the members of the family. They sit down and discuss this issue and solve it smoothly, peacefully. And that's how charity begins. Charity begins at home, up to where you go.
Wow. Charity begins at home, yeah?
According to you, because here people like stealing, they should collect all the people who they used to steal because they don't have their needs. Then they put in one place, then they start communicating to them slowly by slowly. Then they start supporting them with special needs.
Mm. So you think we should collect all the Toronto, put them together?
Yes, and then we communicate to them.
Hey. Okay, that is serious. Yes, Emmanuel.
Okay, one of even the things that are very bad we can solve in the misunderstandings are when you see people fighting, you bring them down and you say that fighting is not good, like this, like you tell them that even fighting is also a sin according to the Bible.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Edgar.
Okay, we can solve misunderstanding and conflict when there is respect in the family. When there is respect, there is understanding and there is love. When there is problem, you should not just stand up, you just shout. When you are fighting, if you have something, you just calm down. You come all together as a family member. You go in one room, you close the house, so you talk and you sort it out peacefully without all the people knowing. Even the children might not know what is happening. when you sort it out like that, and that will be a very great way.
Wow, you've brought it out like a very mature person. Yes, Edgar, I have one question for you. I think when children fight, lose pens, steal pens, come to you, there is always a forum that you sit and discuss those things, those conflict issues.
Yeah.
Do you have some of those examples of maybe in the last weeks or last month or last year that you've solved problems of other people's?
Yeah, there is a day, I think it was in the month of February. There was a girl, she was having a ring, but it is just a toy ring. Then she found it, she kept it in the back, then she went for lunch. When she came back, she got the rings, it's lost. Then she found it in another girl in primary first hand. Then she said she came and she just started fighting with that girl that the girl took her ring.
Wow.
Then they came to me. Then I told them, the girl said that this girl is always stealing my things. Okay, stealing my pants. Now I got my ring from her. I think she's the one who stole my pants. Then I told her, have you seen the pants from your pants? Because all pants look alike. Maybe it's not hers. It's not yours, the one she's having. Then she was like, no, it's the one. Then I told her, no, it's not the one. Maybe because it's not one factory. Many factories, they bring the same pants.
Hey.
So I gave her back the ring and I told her, you just leave this girl. Then I took the girl, I spoke to her. I told her never to do it again.
Wow. Yes, the head girl has spoken. What do we say? Yes, sir. I know every time they come to your desk. Eh?
Yeah.
Today so-and-so has stolen these things. How do you solve some of these issues of small conflicts in schools?
Yeah, those petty conflicts. In fact, they deserve not to be called conflicts. Those are issues. Those issues, they are always there in a community.
Yeah.
Like, if you take a school, it's a very big community, and these petty episodes happen. But the way we can curb them is by setting a very good criteria of solving them. That's why you have just heard from the head girl trying to solve before it could even reach a teacher. So I think this tells that we have a very good set way of handling conflicts. We have that criteria from the prefectorial body to the teachers. The teachers also have their own disciplinary committees there. So before any issue uploads so high, it has to pass these processes. And I think we, at our level, because we are instilling discipline, which is respect also somewhere there, we look at how we handle them. Though ours is with children, and because we begin from baby up to 8, when they pass through our hands, somewhere they become very good, and these issues get minimized each step we pass with them.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Oh, that was very serious. Now, last question for you people. Anyone here, do you have experiences of family conflicts that you've seen in your family? Yes, anyone wants to share us how, if there is any conflict at home and how it feels like when the conflict is at home?
Yes,
Gabriel.
I have ever seen conflicts at our home. Like sometimes, you know, if there's poverty in your home, that pain, and then like the head of the family will think that I don't have no money, and then I have children, how can I feed them? And then like, for example, if you are just coming to ask something small from the head of the family, who is the father, will just climb on you and then will say that, don't disturb me. Are you not seeing me? How am I sitting? Go later, and then you'll come back. But if there is good, and then all man is there, all the family life is good, you come to the father. Then although you want to discuss this nonsense of yours, we just say, okay, yes, that is good. Let us do together. These are the things that I've seen in our family. And then one of them is poverty. When there is poverty, everybody at home is very annoyed. You just come, something small, even cannot bring quarreling, is quarreling. Every time is quarreling. But if their good life is, people are living in peace, good food, good water, and everything, clothes, you find someone is free. Even if you come and talk this nonsense of yours, we'll just say, this is just young child, let me not mind about it.
Yeah. So each time there is no money at home and the economy is not doing very well, when you come and say good morning, they say, what's wrong with you?
Yes, good morning.
Even greeting is a problem when there is poverty. Yes, anyone else wants to share with us? Yes, Josephine.
I would like to add on what Gabriel have said. When there is poverty in home, children become discontented and rebellious. They will go to the streets, going to the garbages, looking for what to eat, checking for other things that they don't have from the rubbish pits. That's what I have.
Yes, do you have experience on that? Have you seen anyone in your family do that?
No.
Okay. Yes, Emma.
Yes, the conflict which is facing us in our home, it is stinginess. In our home, like my grandmother is very stingy because my mother is under her hand. When he's going to the market, when he's going to somewhere just to discuss, just the flour only. Then before she goes, she will measure the flour so that people will cook, and that it will bring annoyance in the family, especially the woman. It will hurt the woman, very well, because even she is the mother of the head of the family. And for the grandmother, she is an old person, and for her, just is to sit, eat, and sleep.
Wow, sit, eat, and sleep. But she's causing problem everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes, Emmanuel, you want to tell us an experience of conflict at your place?
Yes.
Yes.
There's a certain man. He goes and drink, and then he comes at 10. He comes and break the door. And if he break the door, and he will start saying, "Oh, feed me more, feed me more."
When you're already sleeping?
Yes.
How do you feel, my friend?
When people are sleeping outside, then people will start running inside.
that is crazy. Yes, Edgar, any example of conflict you've seen at home?
Not at home, but in the neighboring home.
Oh, yes, please tell us.
There is another man. No, when he gets drunk, he can do wonders. This one, he can come from outside that he needs water. He takes the cup. Then he goes in the kitchen. If there is something, that woman, our neighbor, has prepared food, can go and take food inside. Then instead of having the plate, he takes the cup. Then he pours the soup plus the rice or what. He goes inside. You can think that he's drinking water, but he's just stealing food. So my advice to you, stealing is not... the way of solving problem. If you ask, maybe you can be given many more even than you need.
Yes, so you outside there, who is in our Edgar's neighborhood, if you're stealing, you better stop. I know you're listening to me. Yes, anyone else wants to add us examples of... Yes, dear listeners, you're listening to the Kids Express. And they're sharing their experiences about conflict resolutions and small issues that are uprising in families every day. We will be going back for a short musical break. When we come back, hey, don't go away. Stay tuned.
Sweets, sweets, I love sweets. Donuts, ice cream, chocolate, candy, pudding, cake. What's your favorite sweet? Sweets, sweets, I love sweets. Donuts, ice cream, chocolate, candy, pudding, cake. What's your favorite sweet? Donuts.
Donuts.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Candy.
Candy.
Pudding.
Pudding.
Cake.
Cake.
Love sweets. Yummy. Sweets, sweets, I love sweets. Donuts, ice cream, chocolate, candy, pudding, cake. What's your favorite sweet? Sweets, sweets, I love sweets. Donuts, ice cream, chocolate, candy, pudding, cake. What's your favorite sweet? What's your favorite sweet?
Chocolate.
Wow, great.
Dear listeners, if you just tune in. Hey, this is the Kids Express, a show brought to you by Hold a Child in partnership with Meraya 101 FM. And right now is fun time. And you guys know what fun time means? It's riddle, poem, stories, a lot of things. And we have fun and laugh together like with children. So today, we are going to have riddles. Right away, who is getting us the first riddle?
Me.
Yes, Gabriel.
Riddle. My riddle is when I'm going up, I go using my head, and when I'm coming down, I come using my back. What am I? Yes.
Elephant.
No. How can an elephant climb a tree?
Yes,
because
man.
It's very big.
It's a person climbing.
Yes,
climbing correct. A tree.
A person climbing a tree.
Yes.
Wow. So you are talking about yourself. Let's clap for Gabriel. Yes, Josephine.
I have
riddle,
a
riddle.
I have a tree. It has 12 leaves. What is that?
12 leaves only. A complete
yes.
tree.
Yes.
Hi. Who is trying? Yes, Emmanuel.
Jesus and his disciples.
Jesus and his disciples, is that correct?
Yes. It's correct.
Okay, let's clap for Emmanuel. Be closer to the mic, eh? I've been telling you. Yes, Eman.
Riddle. My riddle goal exists. I dance DJ 24 hours. What am I?
You dance DJ 24 hours?
Yes, what
DJ
am I?
DJ now. Hi.
Let me try.
Please try.
Is it an ant?
No.
Aya has failed. Wells. Yes, Edgar.
Leaves of the tree.
It is correct.
Leaves of the tree.
Yes.
Aya, let's clap for the Edgar. Yes, Wells wants to take us through a riddle. Yes, Emmanuel.
I have a pastor preaching in the church and the beers are outside.
Pastor is preaching in the church.
And the beards are outside.
And the beards are outside.
Yes, the question I have passed it to you.
How can I know now?
You just try.
It's a tie.
You try.
A tie, a necktie.
No. The pastor is preaching in the church and the beards are outside.
Let me try.
Josephine, please.
Maize.
Yes, it's correct.
Oh, let's clap for Josephine. Yes, any other riddle? Yes.
Riddle.
Uh-huh. Riddle.
I have my boat. It is just a boat. They have made inside very nice, and they have kept some red cap there on it. What am I?
A boat.
Yes. They make it very nice.
Inside what have they put?
Some cap red cap. On it.
Whoa. Some red cap in it.
Yes.
A red cap in the boat.
Yes.
Hey, is that meat? who wants to tell us the answer? Gabriel, are you going for it?
Is it a container?
Is it a container?
No.
Ah, no. Yes, Waida.
Is it matchbox?
No.
Matchbox, no. Yes, Emmanuel, you want to try? Yes, Joseph.
Bread?
No.
Yes, Waida.
Matchstick?
No.
Ah, I think you will tell us the answer, Waida.
Now, let me try.
Don't try, tell us the answer.
Let me tell you, as this girl I say, it is a bread, open very well, and tamia inside it.
I think you're already angry, you need to eat food. Let's clap for Eman. Yes, another riddle. Yes,
riddle. You have something that belongs to you, but others use it more than you.
Hi.
Let me try.
Yes, Josephine.
Your name.
Correct.
I'm going to start using my name now. Yes, I am.
Riddle. I am a child of something, and if they put me in that something, I die. What am I?
Yeah.
Yes, Gabriel.
Are you a leaf? Leaf.
No.
Leaf or a tree?
Ah, you fell. Leaf, no. Yes, Wider.
Ice cube.
Correct.
Wow. Riddle. The person who makes me does not like me. The person who buys me does not like me. And the person who uses me does not know that he's using me. What am I?
Let me try.
Yes, Edgar.
Coffin.
I didn't know you were that brilliant. You clap for her.
Rido. Three ways in, one way out.
Huh? Yes. Three ways in, one way out. Fire. Who is going to tell us the answer? Yes, Gabriel.
Is it water?
No.
How can water have three ways? You failed. Yes, Wider.
Dress.
Correct.
I explain.
You know, so the dress is like this. You put your head, then you enter your hand, then you enter. And then you, if you are removing it, just you carry
one
it
way.
Like this.
yes, Wider.
Rido.
My Rido goes like this. I am a tall giant man and my head is very oval and remember it is black. And there was many armies in the car and I used to destroy them. What am I?
Repeat that.
Come again.
I am a tall giant man and my head is oval and black. And if we fought with a van of armies, I destroy them. What am I?
Let me try.
Yes, Gabriel.
The child of the matchbox?
Correct.
So matchbox burning in the whole forest. you clap for her. Let's clap for a man. Yes, a man, your story.
Story.
Sorry.
You say, Iman, tell a story.
Iman, tell a story.
My story goes like this. Once upon a time, there was a very cleverest animal by the name Hare.
Mm-hmm.
Then the hare was a just very hungry, small animal. Then he found some woman coming from the village, carrying there something like, even let me describe it for you. Like it is with our language. It is like Mwanyakelo, if you know it. But it is black, big. Then from there, the hare come to those woman that, you woman, where are you going? I'm seeing you. You look very hungry and thirsty. First come, I tell you something. Then they came to Mr. Hare. Then the hare say that, You go down the street there, you'll find another hare. Just they have killed him, and the people who killed the hare, they have gone. Then they say you'll find there is on it is serving small ants. Just you clean the ant, then you put it on what you are carrying, the food you are carrying. Then from there, you go home, then you cook it for you, then you'll be satisfied. Then from there, those women give to the small hair that high five, then they became happy. Then from there they went. The hare ran very fast because he's the fastest animal. He ran very fast, he collect the small ant he kept in the body. Then from there those women came, they found the hare. They clean, they kept it on their head, on the food they are carrying. On the top there, the hare is just eating the food.
Oh.
Then they are hearing something is eating, croak, croak, croak. And he's saying that, what is that eating? Then the other woman is saying that, maybe it is the plate crying like this. Then they went. Then they went home. Then, no, before the animal went, he said that if you want to cook the hare, just they are cooking only with milk. Milk on the sauce one, you make it very full. Then if you want to light the fire, you don't light it. Just a small stick with fire, then just you keep under the saucepan. Then from there, they went.
This guy.
Then from there, they went. Not so they have cooked it. Now the thing is satisfied, they put it in the sauce one. Then they pour a lot of milk on it. Then they keep on the fire with the one stick. Then from there, if they are coming to see the hair, if the hair have come soft, they will come and see the milk is finished. Then the child will run, mommy, mommy, this hair have sucked all the milk. Then from there, the mother will come. How can this something like this, even is dead, how can it suck the milk?
Mm.
Then from there, they add another milk that it is still hot. Then from there, the milk. He drank the milk again. All
and this guy then is the just mother,
yes. Then they add another milk. Then they send the daughter girl, go and touch the ear. If the ear is now, it is soft. Then the girl came and touched the ear. Then the hyena because the hare because the hare know that now he is satisfied. Then he replied to the small girl that have you ever touched the ears of your father? Then from there, the girl ran to the mother, is crying that the meat is crying on the saucepan.
Mm.
Then the mother started abusing that. Are you mad or you want to become mad? Maybe you want to become mad so that I take you to the hospital. Then from there, they say that, just you are a crazy child, go away. Then they send the son. Then that go and tie, just go and pull the leg, just. Then from there, then he said that, have you ever raised the leg of your father up?
This guy is becoming yes. arrogant. Eh?
Then from there, that woman came and had the milk. Then he went for a while. Then he came back. He opened the saucepan like this. The animal is gone. And that's like the end of the story.
Let's clap for a man. Yes, what do we learn from the story of a man?
What I learned from the story of a man that don't believe anything or don't believe anything, simply just find the background of what you have or what the animal or anybody told you before
yes,
you
yes,
do
yes.
it.
Don't believe anything, including rumors, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Let's clap for Gabriel. Yes, Eman.
The thing that I learned from the story is that people to stop lying, because lying is not good.
Okay, let's clap for Eman. Yes, Wider.
What I learned from that story is you should believe, even if how small that person is, maybe he or she can be saying the truth.
Okay, let's clap for her. This is very serious. Yes, 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 yes. Who is starting the song?
One, two, three, we go. Menta is the mother hill of education, the school of girls and boys. Let teachers, parents, admits to some pupils are working together always. Let us work earning hungers and boys to make Menta a shining place. Serving the nation, promote education, always remains hardworking pupils. Our motto, with God all things are possible, shine and show your light. Let us work hand in hand, girls and boys, to make Menta a shining place. Serving the nation, promote education, always remains hardworking pupils. Yes, oh, serving the nation, it promotes education and it is the reality. Thanks.
I feel good. I feel like I have musicians all here. Eh? Hey, beautiful. This song is very nice. Eh? Okay, dear listeners, thank you so much for being part of Kids Express. I've been Uncle Deno. My name is Ogenro Dennis. You can just call me Uncle Deno, your host for today. Yes, we've come to the end of the show, Kids Express, for this week. Next week, we will still have a lot in store for you. We are still going to be continuing the series, The Family Talk. Yes, next week, please stay tuned because we have a lot more in store for you. Yes, from me to you, bye-bye. Till next week.